Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, folks. All right. Well, first it was Trump and the Russians. Remember, because Trump is compromised, as we know. By the way, for those who will inevitably text and ask, Lee Rogers has the day off today. He's got some more stuff to knock off his honey-do list, and I'm sure his wife has already got him up bright and early getting started on that. All right, here we go. So Trump is clearly compromised by the Russians. I mean, there's no debate about that. If you listen to the mainstream media, if you tune into CNN regularly, there's no debate about that, even though they have no facts to back it up. It doesn't matter. You can tell by looking at it and listening to him talk. Hold on a second. We're on the air here. Could you just not yell? Awesome. It's like the kids. Hey, y'all, be quiet. I'm on the phone. Got people going in the hall yelling. Okay, let's start all this again. All right, clearly you can look at the, Trump and tell he's compromised. And that's all you need to know. It's just that he's compromised. You can tell. All right, well, I had a feeling this would spread. The idea, well, you know, the Russians are in control of Trump. How? Why? You know, they have their blackmailing. Oh, over what? Well, yeah, we don't know. But something, clearly something. And again, you can tell by looking at him and how he interacts with people. That was from a New York Times correspondent on CNN. You can tell by looking at him. Rachel Maddow said the same thing. You can usually just tell. You look at him, tell he's compromised. It's very obvious he needs to be impeached. I knew this would spread. If you can just say with no evidence that somebody is compromised and, you know, well, it's clear to look, you look at him, tell he's compromised, they would begin saying that about other people and doing that to other people. And here we go. Now, this is going to sound as kooky as the Russian conspiracy did when it got started. But give it a couple of months of churning and burning on Twitter and everybody will believe that what has actually happened is that Lindsey Graham is gay. And Trump knows this. He has the information. He probably got it from the Russians. And see, he is clearly using the information to blackmail Lindsey Graham into doing and saying what he wants. Now, how do you know that? Again, you can tell by looking at it. What? Here's Muslim representative from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, on her tweet about how it is that lots of Americans agree with me that Trump is blackmailing Senator Graham over his homosexuality. Now, but Lindsey Graham has denied being gay. Rumor's been out there. He's denied it extensively. But again, I guess you can tell by looking at him. I don't know. They have powers. I don't know. I don't have those powers. But they do. Here's Ilhan Omar on CNN, attempting to explain her tweet and how she knows that lots of Americans agree with her that Trump is blackmailing Senator Graham over his homosexuality. And that is the only reason Lindsey Graham now agrees with Donald Trump on a whole host of issues.
And all of a sudden, he's made not only a 180 turnaround, but a 360 turnaround. And so I am pretty sure that there is something happening with him, whether it is something that has to do with his funding when it comes to running for office, whether it has something to do with the polling that they might have in his district. He is somehow compromised to no longer stand up for the truth.
He said that he's clearly compromised, and she tweeted that too. It's clearly compromised. And I mean, that makes sense because, I mean, if Trump is compromised and he's being blackmailed and, of course, controlled by Putin, then, I mean, it wouldn't be surprising if they could use the same powers to compromise Lindsey Graham. I mean, it all makes complete sense. It's if you think about it, it's very clear that that's what's going on. So CNN asked her, how do you know this?
But that's quite a charge to make. You say you're pretty sure. Based on what evidence? What facts? That's a remarkable comment to make about a sitting U.S. senator.
Not really. And y'all say you could tell by looking at Trump that Putin controls him, and I don't think this is a stretch for her. But anyway.
The evidence really is present to us. It's being presented to us in the way that he's behaving.
But that's not evidence. That's your opinion. But now, as a sitting member of Congress, you would have tweeted, they got him on this.
My tweet was just an opinion based on what I believe to be visible to me. And I'm pretty sure there are lots of Americans who agree on this.
Okay. No, you're laughing, but don't. Don't know. This is going to catch on. Look, if you can claim as news on CNN and MSNBC that it is fact that the president is controlled by Vladimir Putin based on you can tell by how he interacts, this is not a stretch. No, this is where we're going. And I think they might as well try it, right? Look, I got to say something. I don't know if Lindsey Graham is gay or not. I don't care if Lindsey Graham is gay. If Lindsey Graham would come over from the dark side and be on our side all the time, 100% guaranteed, and not because he's up for re-election, I would be his biggest supporter. I don't care if he runs around in a pink tutu on the weekend and identifies as a woman. I don't care. We're at this point. I don't care. If somebody was willing to fight for freedom with us earnestly, not because they're up for re-election and they intend to stab us right back in the back 3 weeks after that, 2 weeks after that, honestly, I'd be thrilled. Where do I go to hit the box, to check the box for you? I don't care if you're gay. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Any one iota to me. In fact, if there were a whole herd of candidates to choose from and you are the most freedom-oriented, individually liberty-oriented candidate and you are gay, awesome. You've got my vote. I don't care. It does not matter one iota to me. But it does matter to me if you change everything you agree on, you claim to believe in every time you get elected, and then the day after the election, you're back with the knife in the back. Now, I got an issue with that. So somebody needs to dial up Ilhan Omar, this new freshman representative, Muslim representative from Minnesota. Explain to her. The people in South Carolina could explain this to her. No, it's not that he's being blackmailed by Trump and Putin because he's gay. No, it's just he's up for re-election in 2020. So he sounds like a different person than he did 6 months ago. But that'll change. He'll come back. I mean, he's going to be Lindsey Graham again. Love to know what you think about this. Trump is blackmailing Lindsey Graham because he's gay. Texter writes, Allah gives her the power to see if you're compromised. Well, heck, why not? Rachel Maddow has a similar power over at MSNBC, but she could look at Trump until he's compromised. Yeah, and then a reporter they keep having on CNN from the New York Times, I forget her name, she can look at Trump until he's compromised. I mean, why can't, Ilhan Omar do the same thing? By the way, yeah, texters are writing me. Hey, Tara, a 360-degree turnaround is not a turnaround. Well, you know, no, but see, she's still young enough. She says she's using the Common Core math. No, it's his Common Core math. He did a 180 turnaround and even a 360 turnaround. Well, that would mean he's in the same place he started. Well, not necessarily in Common Core math. Okay, my audio just stopped. Wow, we can't
get anything. That's quite a charge to make. You say.
Okay, all right. I'm a little confused. All right, anyway. It's Friday. Nothing's working. Oh, text. You're right. She's a terrorist. You can tell by looking at her. Heck, why not? Text writes, good morning, Tara. I saw a UFO earlier this morning. You know what? The show has just jumped the shark. We're done here. Oh, my God. All right. I got to read the rest of this text. Good morning, Tara. I saw a UFO early this morning. It was going way fast, way too fast to be ours. But another beautiful morning in Greer. Are you serious? Did you get a photo? Send it to me. Was the UFO in Greer? It would explain a lot about Greer. Okay. Texter writes, Lindsey Graham has seemed to have changed ever since Senator McCain passed away. Your thoughts? Well, no, Aaron, I just explained this. He's compromised. Texter writes, Tara Lindsey is going to be a Gillette spokeswoman soon. Just saying, who cares? But he is not on our team. No, he's not. No, that I do know for sure about Lindsey Graham. Good morning, and good morning to Spartanburg Sheriff Chuck Wright, who is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ms. Taylor. How are you today?
Good. All right. So you just had a big drug roundup. Congratulations on that. Operation Winter Blues.
Thank you.
And so you made several dozen drug-related arrests. That's always good. And a reporter asked you, hey, Sheriff, you know, we got these suspects. You got them off the street. Will that help the drug epidemic here and across the country? And you said something that I think maybe surprised some in the media. Tell us what you said.
Well, they were wanting to know how these drugs are coming in and all this other stuff. And we got guys and girls that work tirelessly to combat this, and our weak criminal justice system lets them back out on the street. And it's across the state. It's not just a Spartanburg, you know, apparently. And I told them, I said, you can slow a lot of this stuff coming in to our country that our kids won't have to fool with if you just build the daggum wall. Actually, I said dang wall. So, yeah, just build a wall. And I further told them, I don't have a problem with immigration. That's how the country was built. But just come in the front door, because if we go to any other country, we have to do what they say, too. We have to come in the way they tell us. We have to live like they tell us. But we seem to be the only country that is letting them pour into the borders without being vetted. That's how the terrorists got over here from 9/11. And so there's a whole lot of benefits from that.
Sheriff Fred, I was just curious, and that made me curious when you said that about the drugs. Are a lot of these drugs coming over the border? Do you know that?
Yes, there are a lot of drugs coming over the border. Now a lot of them are in Texas that didn't get cut up and sent throughout the country. That's not the only place that it's coming from, obviously, but there are a lot of stuff that comes out of Mexico and some of those places that we had a some kind of a vetting system about and able to check things that are coming in. I got a feeling human trafficking would slow down quite a bit. But I do know the drug comes through that pipeline a lot of times.
Yeah, and it's tremendously frustrating when you have, I mean, this is a stat from the Customs and Border Patrol. In just 2018, 17,000 individuals with criminal records either here in the U.S. who had been deported and they're coming back in, or criminal records in other countries were apprehended at the border. 17,000. And that's just in 2018. And when you consider, Sheriff, that, you know, we only catch 2 out of 5 coming over, I mean, that is a big criminal element for people like you to deal with.
Well, I wouldn't go to Vegas on those odds. You know, nobody would bet their money on, you know, those odds. But, you know, I think it's really funny that the same Democratic Party that's screaming about Trump's wall are the same ones that supported the other liberal Democrat presidents for border security. You know, and Mrs. Nancy Pelosi, what is she, like 114 or something? She's like, well, let's just take a picture of them. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, that works everywhere. Said no one. I don't. And if they want to question my motives, just tell them, well, I can see it in their face, man.
Yeah, because you can tell. It could tell by looking at
them. I could just tell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of that going around, Sheriff Chuck, right? Well, and I want to hit you with this stat, because you were talking about the drug bust that you did, Operation Winter Blues. You guys did a great job, dozens of arrests. That's great. Get drugs off the street. But, I mean, when you read this stat, in 2017 alone, nearly 16,000 Americans died from a heroin overdose. 90% of all heroin enters the U.S. via Mexico. I mean, that is an unbelievable death toll.
Yeah, I mean, one's too many. And we got, you know, there's a lot of people that listening to this will either agree with me or not, but they're affected by this with their families somewhere along the line. There's not many families that are not touched by this crisis of opioids, whether it's opioids or marijuana. And, I'm telling you, this, we have to fight harder. We have to fight harder and hold some people accountable. And, people, there's one guy, he said, I know you hate me. You know, yesterday when we arrested him, I said, no, buddy, I don't hate you. I just hate what you're doing. You know, I really don't hate people. I hate what people do. I'm going to keep fighting it. That's what the good people of Spartanburg want me to do. And that's my beliefs anyway. So I'm going to do my part.
Well, Sheriff Chuck Wright, I just want to thank you for speaking out, for supporting the wall, and for supporting border security, because we get frustrated here day in and day out when so many of our, you know, members of Congress across the country are just not backing Trump. No, nobody's backing Trump. Trump, he's out there. He's fighting by himself. And so to have somebody who actually sees the impact of this speak out is helpful, and it takes a lot of courage. I'm sure you'll get pushback. But I for one, really appreciate it, and I wanted to thank you this morning.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come on your show. And, you know, it's just like I saw somebody on Facebook said, I called a guy about my rats in my basement. The guy was obnoxiously rude. He was ugly. He looked like a plumber, but he got rid of my rats. And he said, that's the way I feel about Trump. I don't care that his hair is not great. I don't care, you know, that he talks rude. I just want him to fix my problems.
Yep.
And me too. You know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Well, Sheriff Chuck Wright, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD. Oh, you got to love Trump. Do you see what he did to the Democrats? Have you seen the video? Let's him get on the military bus, right? And it's going around and around and around the Capitol building. I wonder if he was watching TV. Yeah, so they load on the bus because they're going to go on a trip. Three countries, Brussels, Egypt, and I forget where else. And they're going to get on a military plane and fly out there. So this is amazing. Think about it. We can't have a State of the Union address, you see, because the government is shut down, says Nancy Pelosi. Well, why can't we? Security, because the government's shut down. Well, Nancy, did you check with the Secret Service? Did you check with Department of Homeland Security to see if they couldn't pull it off? Nah, I just know. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I guess she could tell by looking at him, too. We're having a day of this. So the media goes back to Nancy. I don't know if you saw this. And says, hey, Nancy, the Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, they said, you know, they've got enough funding. They're fine. They can handle security for Trump to give the State of the Union address from the House, from the floor of the House. And she says, I don't care. So, it doesn't matter what the security experts actually have to say. The same security experts, by the way, Department of Homeland Security, said that a wall is highly effective. She doesn't care what they have to say about that either. So Nancy Pelosi, after dropping the bomb, said, yeah, Trump better not give that State of the Union address. You know, we're shut down. Government shut down. That would be inappropriate. Now I'm getting on my government military plane to go fly on a junket. Wait, what? We can't have the State of the Union address. Right. But you can have the military fly you and a bunch of other Democrats around the world. Uh-huh. Okay. Trump said no. I love this. No other Republican president in my lifetime would have done this. Ronald Reagan, I don't know, maybe, flip of a coin. They wouldn't have dared. They would let Nancy Pelosi take them to the woodshed over and over and over on national television, would never defend themselves, not even once. So the Democrats are all ready for the trip. They've packed their bags. And they get on the military bus, which somehow is still running and has a driver despite the shutdown. The military bus to take them to the private government plane they will be flying out on. And Trump sends a letter. Nat, you're not going anywhere. Sorry about this. I mean, you got the absolute unmitigated gall of this woman. If somebody besides Trump were fighting back against her, like, say, I don't know, the GOP leadership were to help him once, twice, three times a year, she would be so easy to torpedo. Think about that. This is just what we've learned in the last 2 weeks, okay? You ready for this? Pelosi wants security for Congress for the State of the Union speech, but no security for regular Americans. There's no border security. You can't have that security. But isn't the number of foreign nationals coming from terrorism sponsoring and harboring countries up 300% on our border in the Laredo sector alone in the last few months? So terrorists are coming here. Yeah? Well, we can't protect ourselves. No. Pelosi has a wall around her home in Napa Valley, her Napa Valley home, but one on the border is immoral, she says. But despite that, so people ought to come here and they can enter the country, live wherever they want, stay wherever they want. But this past weekend, Nancy Pelosi had police remove a conservative protester, Laura Loomer, and some illegal immigrants she hired to help her pitch a tent on Nancy's property. They pitched the tent and they sat there and then they stuck pictures of angel families who'd lost loved ones to illegal immigrants on the tent. Yeah, so she called the police out, had them remove those illegals and the tent. So, I mean, this weekend she had police remove a conservative protester and the illegal immigrants she hired from her Napa home, but she wants open borders for the rest of us with no deportation. Makes sense, right? It makes total sense. Nancy Pelosi calls the temporary separation of illegal families at the border a tragedy, but in the last 2 weeks has flatly refused to meet with angel families. Again, those are families with loved ones killed by illegal immigrants who came to her office to talk to her about their permanent separation from their loved ones killed by illegal. So a temporary separation of kids from the adults they're with to see, hey, are these kids, you know, are they really their children or are they being sex trafficked? That's no, you can't do that. You have to send them on with their parents or sex traffickers, whichever one it is. They're all going to end up voting Democrat anyway. It doesn't matter if they survive. If not, oh well. More will be along shortly. So that temporary situation is a tragedy. Her words, tragedy. Permanent situation from your permanent separation from your family member because they were killed by an illegal. No big deal. Nancy won't even meet with them. It is astounding that someone in America can hold these views without torching her party. And I don't know, that may be happening. Did you see this? This is a watershed event, folks. Marist poll. Marist is a liberal polling company. This is a Marist poll for NPR and PBS, even more liberal. And you know what the poll found? By the way, this was a skewed sample. Skewed toward Democrats to show Trump is in heat big trouble. Other polls aren't saying that, but this one does. And even in this poll, did you see this? Trump's Latino support jumps 19 points. Wow. 50% of Latinos support the job Trump is doing, a significant jump from the, get this, 31% who had the same answer in their December poll. That's staggering. So 31% support Trump in December. 50%, this is the poll in the beginning of December. So we're talking about roughly like, what, 6 weeks? 50% now support the job Trump is doing. All we've had during then is in that time period is a massive border security debate. Wow. Now, this is remarkable. Because do you remember after Romney lost, the RNC, which is a big bunch of open borders loonies is what they were at the time. After Romney lost, they ordered a report on it, like, why did we lose? And they concluded that the reason they lost was because Romney, it's Republican Party, it's hundreds of pages. Romney did not get enough Hispanic vote and that what we needed to do was to have amnesty because then Hispanics would like us. We need to have, just be very loose on the border security, just be very loose on, you know, hey, if you want to come here, awesome, that's great, please vote for us. And they'll totally love us. Not true. Not true. In fact, I suspect that whole paper was to justify policies that hurt the party. They'd rather be a minority party, have a little bit of power, but make the donors happy so they don't actually have to go out and raise money. That's Republicans today. Listen to this, by the way. This is Lindsey Graham in 2016. And he's this is our Senator, Lindsey Graham, 2016. He's articulating what the GOP leadership believed about Hispanics. Listen, you gotta get mad, you gotta give all the illegals amnesty, and then you can't even deport anybody. No, because see, all the illegal ones, they're all related to legal ones. Ones who have right to be in the country, and that makes them mad when you deport to grandma. So when we can't even deport people when they get here. This was Lindsey Graham in 2016, folks. Take a listen, and he's just articulating what the party believed back then.
A lot of people believe that illegal immigration is a real problem. He's playing on their fears. He says most of them are rapists and drug dealers. They're not. Here's why we're losing the Hispanic vote. Nobody's going to listen to you about your economic plan or your ability to defend the nation if you're going to deport their grandmother.
2016, folks. That was what the Republican Party believed. We got to have amnesty, and we can't deport anybody. We better leave that border open because these Hispanics are not going to like us. Trump just did the opposite. Ignored the report, and guess what? Latino approval shot up 19 points in 6 weeks. If this continues, we're going to own the Hispanic vote in this country. By doing what? Securing the border. Look, just because you're Hispanic doesn't mean you're for lawlessness. If you're illegally here, you're American, you're just like the rest of us. You don't want lawless open borders chaos. You don't want identity theft. You want to live in a safe, secure place, or you wouldn't have left where you came from. But that makes way too much sense, or Republicans will never go for it, at least not the leadership. Coming up on the show at 8:06. Wait, where do I go to get my free tablet? No. I want to know because I got the kids' tab. We got the kids' tablets for Christmas. I mean, and they're not even inmates. And I paid. I'm a taxpayer. I want to know, where do I go? How do you break into the South Carolina prison? I guess you have to commit a crime, right, to get a free tablet in South Carolina? Is that how that works now? Wait, what? No, I'm not making this up. This is a headline. This has gone national, by the way. South Carolina inmates to get tablets for phone calls and watching movies? What do my kids use their tablets for watching movies? I'm a taxpayer. Why didn't I get a free tablet? Why do they get free tablets? Here's Fox News coverage. Prisoners in South Carolina are in for a technological treat as corrections officials look to provide them with computer tablets to avoid the use of contraband cell phones. This is what you get when you riot. No, how many died in the last riot? I forget. I got to go look that up. I'll ask the news department author at the break. No, the riot teared a place down. Been out of control lately. And that didn't even count. I mean, I don't know about giving these guys tablets. I mean, did you see the news in the last year? They were extorting people, getting them to, offering to send a girl, I guess, to hook up with them and then telling them, hey, she's 12 or whatever. And then they get busted and they extort them for money. They blackmail. They were doing that from the prisons. So, I mean, I guess the corrections official said, hey, you know what? They shouldn't have to sneak a phone in here. We're going to give them a tablet. What? The devices will allow inmates to make calls home at a cheaper rate than pre-existing phone calling program. Wait a minute. They're going to call. Yeah, they'll only call mom. They're not going to set up a drug deal over the tablet. They're not going to take out a hit on their corrections officer. That would never happen. No, actually, it did from the prison. It will also provide access to preloaded educational materials and pre-approved streaming movies and music services through a secure Wi-Fi network. What? No. 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 All right, listen. If you want to bring them into the library and have a set of, tablets there with preloaded educational materials to help them get their GED or college degree or whatever, that's fine. Keep them in the library. But no, I'm fine with that. But pre-approved streaming movie and music service? Wait a minute. I pay for that. What a chump I am. And my husband and I pay for what do we have? We got Amazon Prime. We got Netflix. We got Roku. I didn't know all I had to do was hit somebody over the head. I get a free tablet. I get streaming movie and music services. I wouldn't want to hit anyone over the head. Maybe I'll just steal something. What do you have to steal to get to prison? No, I mean, I bet it's a lot because, they dismiss the charges the first, and suspend your sentence. What do we learn? 3, 4, 5 times. So, I mean, you got to really be violent to even get into the prison. But this is going to motivate people. It's going to motivate people. What the heck are they thinking?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.